Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, it's Von Wiehunt and the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, episode number 15, with a star date of July 5th, 2022. This is our fun show of each and every month. The first Tuesday of any new month, easy to remember. Just roll off your mind, forget about your worries, get your red velvet smoking jacket on, your favorite cocktail. You might have your favorite loafers on or slippers or cufflinks. Kick back in your favorite Barca lounger or chair. Relax. This is our show tonight. It's kind of the man show. It's kind of the Playboy Mansion show. It's kind of a Hugh Hefner show. It's kind of a Retro America show. And by the way, have you seen the new movie, Elvis? Really good. Now, I went there thinking it was going to be pretty good. But, I mean, it's a lot better than what I thought. It exceeded my expectations, shall we say. Well, this is our infamous 15th episode. Onwards to the Bachelor Empire, I always say. May God save the Bachelor King. We are always broadcasting nationwide from my studio here, Raging Bachelor Pad in the mountains of Arizona out west. My God, we're 4 hours away from Los Angeles or the beaches there of Orange County. If you know how to get there fast, like Von Wiehunt and his crew does, get out there quick, hit the beach, be back by next Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, back at work, wherever you work. We got a lot of cool things out here in the West. As Jim Morrison once said, the West is the best. Well, there's bachelordom all over America, whether you're in the Midwest, the South, the Manhattan, if you're in the Washington Beltway corridor in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, maybe you're outside the country as an expat. Well, maybe you were married, now you're divorced or separated. You're listening to the show. We have thousands, maybe even millions of listeners all over the country. Well, we're glad you're here tonight, boys. And our Playboy bunnies are here as well to support you and us and the show and what we're doing here. We're having some fun. We're having some drinks. We're having a good time. And that's the gist of it. As I've told you before, our hard-hitting political show is every Thursday. Well, this is kind of our fun show. We get to kick back. You can't be serious, boys, 24-7. And men, whoever you are out there, in radio land, you got to have some fun once in a while. I don't care about the news. The news is gloom and doom and depressing. It's all propaganda, a lot of it. We try to disseminate the news, and I try to get things out of the news for this great Bachelor show each month, and people love the show. I mean, your cards, letters, telegrams, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate all of your great information and little quips and little quotes, and I've got volumes of shows to do. They're all in my head. I really got to get them on paper or at least in a notepad where I could kind of keep track of all this great stuff. When I am doing the show, it's just extemporaneously off the top of my head. I'm doing the show. I'm a quick thinker. I'm a quick study. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We have a lot of new guys that just heard about the show. We've been on the air doing the show for quite a while now. We've always talked about the American Bachelor and the war on men, if you will, and the war on the American Bachelor and my hard-hitting political show every Thursday night. But sometimes it's just fun to talk exclusively about the Bachelor in America. It's based on my hit book that is out there in fine bookstores everywhere. Well, it's called The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It's the retro and modern-day bachelor guide for the new Renaissance man of the millennium and beyond. It's a big book like the galaxy itself, but it's an easy read. Don't let the size of the book intimidate you. I know that's the line you'll tell the ladies. Don't let my size intimidate you. Well, we'll have some sexual innuendo. We'll have some funny jokes. We'll have some great music. We'll have a good time, as always. You know, this show is infamous, rogue, and legendary. I always say, don't be a square, kid, and tune into the show. We promise you a good time, like the handwriting on the wall. It's always a Von Wehunt show production. Having kids today is a big production, isn't it? And very expensive. But now your kids can't afford the homes that are even out there. So having kids today means that you will have them as roommates for the next, oh, say, 40 years of your adult life. They're never moving out of your house. Now, in the old school days, the parents wanted the kids to stick around. The new age parent wants their kids to go, and they want the house back to themselves. But now the kids don't leave at 18. They can't afford to. They can't even afford to when they finish college, or they're just starting out in corporate America or starting their new business or their new trade or craft they got at tech school, whatever, what have you. You may have roommates for life. And that's the changing dynamic in America that nobody's talking about but me and my little show, my little radio show. Well, I talk about things that nobody talks about in politics or pop culture. And that's why we're so infamous, rogue, and legendary. Now, I hope you really like your kids, but just understand that having kids today is a major, major financial and legal undertaking. You've got to approach it like a business venture, like an affair of the heart, almost like a higher calling, like you're going to the priesthood or you're going to be a monk in Tibet. I mean, it's serious, serious business. It used to be an 18, 20-year deal at max. You were done in a couple of decades. You could kind of go back to the golf course and wish your kids well and ship them out. Kiss them on the cheek, pat them on the head, and say, good luck, Junior. Good luck, Sally, Sarah, whatever her name is. Good luck out there, Jennifer, Jenny, you know. Those days are over. The kids say, Mom, Dad, I can't leave the house. I've got to stay with you. It's economic survival now. It's economic survival of the fittest. Well, we will talk about money on the show and finances and how you can beat the system, Von Wehunt style. Beat the system, boys and girls. What I've always been about, what I've always said. The system is stacked against you. You need to outthink it, outfly it, like a fighter pilot, like Top Gun Maverick, and outmaneuver it like you're the hottest fighter pilot in the world. Well, we have a new round of inductees every month. We must have our bachelor fraternity pledge. I would have it no other way. I want you all to stand wherever you are in the country or the world. Raise your right hand and repeat the bachelor pledge.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at arms. Do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. From now on your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, welcome to the Space Age Bachelor Pad. You're now finally inducted into my fraternity, my online radio fraternity. We are worldwide. Now, on Thursday's show, which is at 8 p.m., always on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday night, there you are inducted into also the Von Wehunt Army and Special Forces. But on this show, you're inducted into Von Wehunt's Playboy Mansion Party. So we are so glad you're here. This is the epic show. It's a retro show. It's our fun show, as I told you. Enter at your own risk, America. It's the Bachelor Nation, my friends, inside the world of America's favorite guilty pleasure. Brought to you by your illustrious host, Von Wehunt. And this is always a good time, every time. And no, we are not broadcasting from Taiwan, Ukraine, Highland Park, or even Uvalde, Texas, or even Communist China. No, we're going to leave all the serious stuff behind for the most part. We'll delve into it. But in my little early monologue there, I was talking about the high cost of living. And look, as a bachelor, I've told you guys this before, you're going to have to really beat the system, figure out a way to live and thrive. And just never forget this. If you're surviving, you're thriving, baby. And when your neighbor loses a job, remember, that's a recession. But when you lose your job, God forbid, that, my friends, is a depression, an economic depression in your realm that you have got to fix. And you're going to need a lot of cash just to get by this crazy Biden economy of $6 or $7 a gallon for gas. My God, rents nationwide. If you're a young bachelor on the make, if you're a young buck coming up in the system, $2,000 for a one-bedroom apartment, national average right now. Now, I always tell you guys that if your last name isn't Trump or, if you aren't Brad Pitt's nephew from Hollywood or something like that, well, you're going to inherit a lot of cash. Let's put it that way. If you aren't Barron Trump's best friend and you're out looking for a home, the homes out west where I live have shot up. We've talked about this before on the show about real estate. A lot of you guys need to get a place after college. You might be dating your high school sweetheart or your college sweetheart. Great. And again, you may not. You may be on the make. You may be a lounge lizard somewhere lurking in the shadows of the neon clubs and bars of any large or mid-sized city in America with a K. If that's you, well, that was me back in the day, lurking, having fun with my friends, my entourage, my posse, if you will, always having fun. I went to Dallas, Texas after college. Now, I'll give you a little history lesson here. I don't want to date myself too much. But when I went there in the late 80s, rent, you know what my rent was for one bedroom, it was like a two-story with a bonus room apartment in the mid-cities between Dallas and Fort Worth with a spiral staircase, wet bar, 1,000 square feet, plenty of room, two parking spaces. I wanted the second floor with a balcony view, right by overlooking the pool, which is what every young guy wants. so I could be there on my porch looking at the pool, having a cocktail, smoking a cigar on my Playboy Mansion pipe while I and the hot new young ladies. Well, you know what that rent was for that place back in the day? I paid $225 rent. Crazy, right? I called back. That place today is, it is 1995. Same apartment. I'm sure they put on some new paint, but it's went up $1,700. Now, that's not just Biden inflation. That's also our population has grown because in the last 20 years or so, America has brought in millions of new people. And like I always tell you, immigration is going to cost you money. That's why you should be against rampant immigration, because all these people need lodging. All these people eventually are going to get into apartments. There's going to be a huge underground surge of demand. Never used to be that way in America. It was bad enough years ago. But now, see, in the last 20 years alone, we have had a minimum 25 million new people, and that's conservative, that have come into the country net, a net positive of 25 million. No wonder our traffic is snarled. And you, the bachelor, are trying to get to and from work. You're trying to do your thing. You're trying to get a job, more competition for apartments, more competition for jobs or chicks or whatever. Life's tough. Life's a bitch at times, isn't it? I was an angry young man, too, in some ways. Oh, yeah. So that's for a different day. I always try to accentuate the positive and look at the silver lining. No matter where I was, no matter what situation I was in, I always try to figure out what's the silver line here. What's the angle that everyone's missing? What's the juicy morsel that everyone's walking over and skipping over? That is what I focused on like a laser. And I would follow that moonbeam, and it took me to riches and good times. And it just, you know, it got me out of the bar sometimes too. But my point is that wherever you're at in life, whatever your lot in life, whatever your station in life, make the best of it, man. Make the most of it. This show is motivational, but it's also empowering you to don't let these turkeys get you down. Everyone's trying to demoralize you, young guys, war on men. Now, these mass shootings don't help, right, because they're always talking about that. But don't compare yourself to those morons. Those guys are out there in left field. They're militant malcontents. You don't want to be one of those guys. Stay away from the militant malcontents, the militant weirdos like this Highland Park shooter guy. They're not your friends. You want to be around made men, good guys, smart guys, the guys that are going into business, the guys that are street guys, the guys that are intellectual maybe, the brainiacs. Make friends with those guys. And I'll tell you a little secret. The most of you young guys today do not do what I did. I always sought out the older men in the office. You know why? I was thinking about my book and this radio show, but I wanted to squeeze them for every ounce of information, intel, life experience, war experience, political experience, corporate work experience that I possibly could. I went to lunch with them. I befriended them. Yeah, I was friends with my own friends too. But guys my age had no money and had no life experience. They were cool to hang out with and crack a joke with, my God, yes. But they weren't the guys that I wanted to – they can't mentor you, in other words. The older men in the office were the ones that had all the knowledge. And they rarely share it unless you ask. But I always believe in the old adage, ask and you shall receive, right? So I got a ton. I got their 20, 30, 40 years of experience pounded into my head. And over time, after talking to hundreds of these guys who were managers, middle managers, consultants, brokers, et cetera, I was in hotel management. I was in the insurance brokerage business and went on from there to all kinds of little mazes and matrix in the corporate matrix, right, of corporate America. Over time, I got a great background of information. And I noticed that the same themes cropped up and popped up all the frickin' time. And I started to make mention of these and write them down and notate them. Same themes, different generation. Well, on my show, you'll learn a lot about these themes. I will condense the information in my brain. I have put a lot of it on paper in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, but a lot of it you can learn also by listening to the show and by calling in if you can. I know you can. Well, gosh. You know, we want everyone to do well out there. But remember that girl back in the day named Jenny? She sounds like this. We got to give compliments to Tommy Two-Tone for that. That song was raging back in the day, back in the bars and clubs. You still hear it? Love those retro tunes, man. Well, just know that we are the masters of our own domains, gentlemen. It's hilarious that women only asked for, quote-unquote, liberation after men conquered the primitive and dangerous natural world. Before that event took place, men and women had a relationship based on mutual benefits, if you know what I mean. Now, according to feminists, that was all nothing but male patriarchy, the evil male patriarchy. Like clinging to the lion tamer when you're in the cage with the lion, and then claiming he was groping you once you are safely out of the cage. That is the mentality of the modern Western woman of today. Well, we know better, right? And a lot of you guys are out there, you're doing your own thing. Told you before, you want to you want to be working right now. I told you a year ago to get into a job and start making money. Don't be lounging around forever, because what's happened? You've been listening to Fox Business News or watching how your 401k has been going down the drain under Biden. The corporate chieftains have decided to cut back on the jobs now. So now all those plentiful jobs that were out there when nobody was sucking them up, my audience took them. My audience was grabbing them. The young guys were grabbing them. Even the middle-aged and older guys were grabbing them. You can be a bachelor at any age. So a lot of guys who did not take those jobs, who do not listen to the show, they are screwed. They are effed over. Word on the street, pal. Hit the bricks, pal. No extra cash for you. All that big fat overtime they were offering, begging people to make, please take our money. Please clock in and clock out every day. Please, we have money in our coffers, trillions. We'll pay you. We'll pay you to learn. We'll pay you to sit. We'll just pay you because you're breathing and you have a pulse. My guys took those jobs, and they're way ahead of the curve. And now these other punks who don't listen to our show, who don't know one iota of what's really going on, they're screwed, blued, and tattooed. There's no extra jobs. Corporate America is taking the axe out to a lot of these jobs. It's been all over the news. They're not doing massive hiring anymore. So I told you guys to get in position before summer and Labor Day. Get in position. If you're looking, you probably got 30 days more to Labor Day, month and a half left, 2 months max. Put it that way, to land something. But after that, I think we're in for a rocky fall and winter in the markets, and that spooks corporations. That's when they do not want to hire the bachelor. What you'll find is they will always want to hire the pretty bachelorette. They always want pretty girls in the office. They don't always want to hire the guys. So if you're a man, the show's about you. We're on your side. We know what's going on out there. And by the way, when you go to that big corporate interview, when you sit down with the big bosses, the chiefs, make damn sure that you're wearing Numero Uno cologne.
Four men on a search. Each man different, living his own way, searching, discovering Numero Uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero Uno Gold. Numero Uno Green. Numero Uno Red. Numero Uno Silver. Four Numero Uno colognes. All different. All wild. Find yours with a searcher kit. A jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you.
Numero Uno.
You're damn right. Well, later on in the show, we're going to take some calls. We're going to talk about some of the things I've read on these. I love reading the what ladies post online about their dating habits or what they're looking for. Those are just outright hilarious. When you compare the girl to her outrageous entitlement complex in her ad, her online ad. Everyone's got the online ad thing going up, right? So, it's like they used to tell The Bachelor, are you looking for, Mrs. Right or Mrs. Right Now? Capiche? Gosh. Well, the modern-day fathers are now seen by society as the sperm donors only. You see these guys are at the mall. They're at the food court. They look like that. They've been ambushed, bloodshot eyes, carrying the baby carriage, They're 30 to 35 normally. They are just, you know, been shell-shocked in trench warfare. They walk around in the days, hair's all sloppy. They've got the wife telling them what to do, giving him a honey-do list. Crazy, man. An ATM bank machine is what he is. Everyone treats him like one anyway. Going forward in Western society, he's seen more and more and more as an ATM bank machine. Women want his money. They want his earning potential or future earning potential. They want his equity. Then they wonder why men are opting out of the system. You know, over in Asia, they have a big problem with this. It's called lying flat. You haven't heard. The men and the women are lying flat. In other words, they don't want to work anymore 100 hours a week at the local Apple computer for 20 grand a year. They don't want to buy the Beamer in China if they're lucky, you know, in the rich markets or the nice suburb. They also don't want to join the Communist Party. This is a major problem. A lot of them do not even want to join the military. They are having a big problem with, you might call it, the what it came after the millennials, Generation Z, X, Y, or Z. Pick your, you know, take your pick. But not X, because I'm X. It's really Z, the Zoomers. Because I am the infamous rogue Generation X host. But in China and Asia, they're having a big, big problem with this. And they're seeing the same thing in America. That the young people just want to lie flat. They don't want to do anything. They want to hang out. They want to live off the government largesse. We're seeing a lot of that in America. Still a lot of kids want to live in, you know, mom and dad's basement. They can't afford a house anyway because they're not working. So on one hand, they're kind of, you know, there's an old saying, it is what it is, what it is, right? If it's a duck, it's a duck, right? You can't really make it into something else. Well, having said that, that's what's going on over there, and it's a big, big problem. And it's a worldwide problem, but that's why I'm telling you guys, don't be like that. Kick back, enjoy your life by all means. But you want to get, you know, unfortunately, whether you want to, however you want to slice it or dice it, we do live in a material world. You know, when I ask people for donations for the show to pay the light bill in the studio, it's because I get billed. We live in a material world. We need certain things to get paid. We've got to pay for some promos. We've got to pay for some things every now and then. I try to keep the studio on a tight budget, but as in your budget or my budget or your life or my life, it takes money. It takes two to tango, right? So you got to keep that in mind. So boys out there, boys and girls, and young men, you young bucks out there, and guys that maybe were married and now you're a bachelor again. That happens a lot now. The seven-year itch, still in America, going strong. I have a friend who's probably mid-40s, was married for 7 years, got divorced, didn't work out. He's got two beautiful kids, loves his kids to death. But again, he's now back being a bachelor. And he says the dating market's toxic. He goes, try to find a young girl. Now, he wouldn't mind starting another second family with a new woman, but he goes, try to find that. All they want to do is they want me to take him out to expensive dinners. You know, I might get some nookie, he said, or a good time. You know, wink, wink, nod, nod. But he goes, basically, man, he goes, you know, he's it's just said it's tough and getting tougher. Now, this guy makes decent money, lives in a great part of town, has a car, not a loser. Women love putting that word out there. But the one thing I always tell guys is when a woman tells or insinuates that you're a loser, you tell her she's a loser. She's probably the tatted up whore. She's probably the one on drugs. She's probably the one in debt. She's probably the one that needs psychological help and counseling. She could be the real loser. She's the one with weird political ideas. She's the one that doesn't know, you know, basic stuff about civics or American society or even about pop culture or how things became the way they did. I mean, a lot of these women, you talk to them, it's like talking to a wall. All they know is what they put on their nails. in the morning, what they had for breakfast, if you're lucky. So there are a lot of brain-dead people in our society. I'm making light of it because it's true, and, you know, it's festered up the line, so to speak. But be careful out there, guys. Choose wisely when it comes to the ladies. You got to be careful. You know what I mean? Well, they say it's summer, and they say the sun's out. We have a lot of sun out here in Arizona. And, well, it sounds like this. Yeah, we love Blondie on this show, and we've got a little VIP guest here. Well, a great VIP guest, Contra Radio, that will be coming on here shortly to chat with us. They're in the green room, and we'll bring on the Overlord, who's been making our Thursday night hard-hitting political show. But again, as I told you before in the monologue, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is our fun show each month. It's the first Tuesday of every month is the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. You know, I've been marketing the show on Gab and Facebook and elsewhere, all kinds of platforms. So we have a ton of listeners out there, and we can tell by our illustrious World War II equipment, but we know you're out there, and we get a lot of hits. And after the show, everybody wants us to talk about the show. And I told a lot of you guys and gals, call the show when we're live. But we know this in talk radio. We have, you know, 99.9% of the people love to listen. Only 0.1% actually call the show. That's why only the strong will survive. When you call the show, as any show, well, always my show. You must stand and deliver the goods. But on this show, I always tell you, get the bar open. You know, tonight, the studio is dimly lit. I'm wearing my red velvet smoking jacket. My slippers are on. Got cufflinks, baby. The cocktails are pouring. Got a few shots lined up. Got some good rock and roll here we are playing. And by the way, Debbie Harry of Blondie, you know what? I love you, baby. I saw her in Dallas. I've seen Blondie live several times. Got lucky back in the day. I was working in Dallas, and they kept coming to town over and over and over again. Well, what's cool is that in our Did You know, series, most people do not know that Debbie Harry was once a Playboy bunny of Hugh Hefner and the illustrious Playboy Mansion. Oh, yes. Because I'm looking right now at her picture in my studio in her Playboy bunny outfit. Oh, yes. Yes, we have her, and she was gorgeous back in the day, right? Great music, great musician. Well, I always tell you to put on your cool shades, man. You have arrived. You have made it to the Von Nguyen Show special extravaganza. Every month, of Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, always a Von Nguyen Show production. And on our show, we never have a honey-do list. With that, let's get to the overlord of the Contra Radio Network. How are you doing tonight, overlord?
Thank you, sir.
You're live on the air.
I got your distress message. I got your distress message, sir. And it's like, oh.
Thank you so much.
The shows. Now, I caught the end of your monologue. And I got to say, as a person who dated long before I got married, I have to tell you, my friend, you're on to something, because you always have some of these women that sit there and they think they're all that, and they don't do anything to deserve accolades that they think they should, you know, that they're entitled to. They're not. On the other hand, and this is my pet peeve, I hate this with a passion. You see these guys in their 20s and 30s, and they got their little baseball hats on backwards. What are they, 9 years old?
Right.
It's like, come on, grow up. You know, I just, I got to tell you, man. We've all been there. We've been on these dates where it's like, oh, good God, this is never ending. This is bad. How do I bail out on this?
It's really happening to me, really, really.
And what can you do? You don't want to come across as, you know, it's important for everybody out there to have good social graces. And you'll know in the first 5 minutes whether you're clicking with this person or not. And if you don't, that's cool. That doesn't mean you can't sit down and at least have dinner with the person and then move on with your life. You don't ever have to call that person ever again. But when you run to the people who either think they're the party guy or the girl that thinks that she's all that, you got to sit there and just walk away. Walk away. Well, no, run away. Run away. Fast.
Exactly, man. It's crazy. Yeah, and that's why I want to bring it up, because in our society, you know, we this is a great show, because it really is a cool segue to my, you know, the Thursday show. So this is our fun show, and we may even expand the show. We're having so much fun with it. What in our, as you well know, overlord, in our society, Western men are constantly put down. It's hip and trendy as a war on men to put down the man. And if a woman doesn't like you, she can be a total invalid, tatted up whore, freakazoid, and she'll say, "You're a loser," as she's wearing her leopard slippers with a cigarette in her, you know, fingers, drugged out whore, whatever. But no, you're the man. You're the loser with the job, with the car and the house and some assets. And guys, I've always told you, don't accept that. Fight back.
No, don't.
Tell her, take a long walk off a short pier, if you know what I mean, and move on with your life, man. Don't put up with abuse. Or verbal abuse.
Ever.
And you guys, I see it every day. I mean, it drives me nuts. I'm at the food court, overlord, and this lady's just saying, "You're losing." I'm just going, oh, my God. I want to say, dude, get some balls. She's a fucking bitch. And they can't do it.
You know,
they can't do it, man.
And don't, men.
Unreal.
If you run across a woman who has dyed her hair and she's identifying as a parakeet, so she has the red hair. I mean, just the really the dyed orgy, you know, pumpkin-y orange hair, or the blue hair, or the purple hair. Walk away. Just don't even bother. And I'll tell you, the first time, I tell you guys, for you guys who can't seem to do that, the first time you do it, you're gonna feel very empowered. And she'll be sitting there screaming, yelling, whatever. Who cares? Just keep walking. You don't need to deal with that. There's too many good women out there. There really are.
Yes.
Like you said, there are some guys who enjoy the beatdown, and they're so beat down they can't even stand up for themselves. It's pathetic.
And I'm going, why do you enjoy that? I mean, are you that much of a sadomasochist that you enjoy that? It's crazy, man.
You know what?
And then you guys blow up later, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I was thinking about this, and this is perfect. How many times have you watched those stupid Disney films that they put on the last 20, 25 years where it's very formulaic? One, the kids know everything, and they're running the house. Mom is the enabler. And dad is a bumbling goofus who has no clue what's going on anywhere, anytime, for anything. And we got an entire generation of men out there and ladies who believe that. They think, oh, well, this is real. This is true. No, it's not. Are you kidding me? And that's why we have this entitled generation. God, I can't stand them.
Entitled galore, man. And it's scary. And I want to read you something that I was in my monologue, and I'll send you the entire link for the show. I always will post it, of course. But of course, we have inducted the new fraternity members into our fraternal radio organization. But I love looking at these ladies, and their ads online are hysterical. Here's one I got to read. She writes, I'm new to Arizona. I've been here for about 6 months. I moved out here with my family. I'm currently finishing school and trying to get into education. I love kids and working with them. I love shopping, dressing up, reading, gaming, and writing. All BS. That's my Freudian slip. Easiest way to my heart is food, attention, and here it is, drum roll please, and doing whatever I say. Three words to describe me. I am impatient, I am confident, and I am sweet. Hear me roar, bitches. P.S. I like men with big piggy banks. Hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Smiley face, emoji, emoji, emoji. That
she's a pig.
Is the best online ad for female BS I have seen all week, and that's why it's on the show. And I have plenty more where that came from. But this is what she typed. This is what she really believes and what she really thinks, man. What are your thoughts?
Right. Stay away. Stay away.
Stay
she's
away.
Radioactive, man.
Yes.
Stay away.
Toxic. She's impatient. I love it. She goes, of all the words, she goes, three words to describe me is impatient. Oh, you really want that around, don't you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Confident. That means she's overconfident and bossy. And then she says
right.
She's sweet to try to sound feminine. Right, honey. Right.
Yeah,
scary,
you're as
man.
Sweet as a wounded alligator. I don't think so. No, request denied. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. You know, the thing, let's see.
And the last line
I'm
kills me. I like men with big piggy banks. He, 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 he. And I'm all these smiley faces, like, give me money, and I'll smile for you. I won't do anything else, but I'll smile.
And I'll tell you what you want to hear.
This is our society.
That's true. That is true. Now, you see, I myself am a victim.
Mm-hmm.
See, my wife, sat there, and she baited me with beer.
Ah,
she
really?
She baited me unfairly, I might add. Well, needless to say, I had to succumb to her feminine wiles. And
yes.
I need counseling.
We all have our moments.
Oh, please.
Right.
I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was getting into. And I'm okay with it.
Right.
I am.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've been married over 20 years now, and she is
right.
very good. I mean, she lets me do pretty much whatever I want. I say, I got to go call Von Weehunt. He's in distress. Okay. That's it.
I love it.
Okay. I mean, she's just like,
yes.
She's cool. She's as cool as it comes. You know, and, you know, she doesn't demand anything from me, which is a refreshing from wife number one. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, there are good women out there. You can find them. But when you see the mention of the word piggy bank or money or anything like that, walk away because they are going to drain you and you get nothing in return. And
she's telling you to your face, this is my plan. I am impatient.
Right.
I am confident, and I read things, and I am sweet. In other words, she's sweet enough to get your money. She's going to laugh about it and leave you high and dry.
Right.
Squeeze you dry, on to the next chump. Yep. All right, honey
and
bunny.
There are plenty of them out there. You saw them at the food court.
I know. I saw them, man. And the food court is a great cultural petri dish of American society. If you want to see American society, I'll go to my local mall food court. I'll text and do work there at a table. You know, I'll have a little orange chicken, flirt with the Asian girls at Panda Express, maybe not. And then I'll sit down and just sit in a strategic corner where I can watch where my back's against the wall, mafioso style. But I don't trust any of those shirts walking up behind me. I really don't. Not in this day and age. I want to see the whole room. I want three exits by me in case some weirdo comes in there. And I just watch people and overhear conversations. And it's a belly laugh, man. It is really hysterical. And look at what they're wearing. No one's working.
Oh, God.
Purple hair, pink hair on the guys, too. Blue hair. This thing started out in L.A. years ago in Venice Beach, and it swept all throughout the country. It's everywhere now.
Ugh.
Tatted up like, you know, back in my day, which isn't that long ago. It really isn't. And my dad had a great line. We're, of course, in Air Force in an Army family. Uncle was in the Army Air Corps. And he goes, son, polishing his M16 from Vietnam, don't you ever get a stupid fucking tattoo. Those are for sailors and gay men. His exact words. Don't you ever. This is an Air Force family. We bomb the shit out of the commies, okay? We don't sell boats around the world. We bomb them, and then we fly back home. We don't wear tats. We don't wear stupid things like Popeye. Nothing wrong with a sailor who's a, you know, bona fide, you know, patriot, but back in those days, back in my dad's day, only, you know,
only
weirdos
trash
got
that.
Tattoos. Trash, and only some Navy guys got them. That's buff and cool. But the problem is you couldn't tell who was who, you know.
Right.
And that's the other. But now it's gone mainstream. And again, if you got a tattoo, it's not. I know the culture's changed, but I'm just saying things have changed in a weird way. And so you look at a mall food court, bottom line, and, man, it's just a cornucopia of a little bit of this and a little bit. Nobody looks normal, man. I mean, hardly. I see a ton of immigrants. I hear a tower of Babel, 10 different languages. I do. It's just the tower of Babel. I look around. They look like aliens from Mars, literally from a Hollywood movie set. Nobody looks, and I see, how many freaking piercings do you need if you're a young person? Really? You think it's going to help you get a job or make any money? No, it just makes you look like
you're just
queer, you know?
I can't get a job. Nobody's going to hire me. Well, that's because you can't get.
That's why. And they get more and more piercings because they don't want to get a job is their bottom line, and they get more and more piercings to have a self-fulfilling prophecy.
All right, here you go. Catch hell for this, but I'm going to say it anyways. I'm sick and tired of seeing overweight women wear spandex that does not fit. You see the fat rolls coming off the shoulders. rolling over their spandex pants. It's like, for God's sake, please just go to the Gap. Go to Kohl's. Go somewhere.
Go to the
buy
Gap.
Normal. Go anywhere. Buy some normal clothes. And then, but then we get to see their tattoos, their hairy underarms, and they're picking their nose and picking their ass in front of God and everybody.
Yep.
And yet you got some, and you got some soy boy falling behind. Oh,
oh yeah.
I love her. I love her. She's
oh, yeah. House. And she has her tramp stamp above her ass crack.
Yep.
The tramp stamp is there always.
And we have to show that in public. It must be shown in public.
Have to show it. Well, why? If you look, if she's going to get the tramp stamp, you got to show it in public, man. She paid $100-$200 bucks for that. Come on. She has to show the tramp stamp. Now, have I been with a few girls that were attractive who had a tramp stamp? Maybe. I do recall a few that have come through the studio at times.
Yeah,
I am guilty as charged. I am incorrigible male. Yes, I do recall that in my fuzzy memory. But they did not. They were proportionate, put it that way.
That's
now. I like a little girl with some that you know. You got some things you can grab onto. I've got no problem with that. But I just want her in proportion.
Right.
That's all. I don't want a beanbag. You know, a lot of beanbags that are out there. It's the new beanbag look for women.
You're going to give me nightmares.
I'm so sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why?
That's why I call this the fun show. I'm sorry. We love everybody on my show equally, just like Biden. Just kidding. But
if he can remember.
We love everybody. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, it's just, it's really crazy, man. I'm so glad you called the show, Contra. I really, really am. And I don't know how much time do you have tonight? Do you have some time to hang around?
I always got
a 2-hour show. I appreciate that, buddy. We're going to play a little song. I want everyone to get an adult beverage. We're going to play our theme song from the Matt Helms series, The Ambushers. And strap in. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's The Ambushers, folks. Time to ride into the sunset, Matt Helms style. And then Dino of the infamous Rat Pack sounded a little bit like this as a promo to that infamous movie.
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies, or at least muss them up a little.
In our new picture of the ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Centerburger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it. Janice Rule and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Don't shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go.
Too much for one mad hound, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. To the ambushers.
To the ambushers.
Well, we've got a few more shots here that we've got lined up, and we'll get back Contra Radio here. Yeah, the show, folks, is always a good time. And I highly encourage you to drink a few adult beverages during the show. Put on your Silk Dragon or your red velvet smoking jacket, as I have on, your slippers, have a cigar out, have a few shots. It's okay. It's okay. It's post-COVID. You can do what you want, man. It's your life, and that's how it should be. But let's get back to Contra Radio here and the Overlord. Back on the air here, always having a good time. Well, you know, we were talking about the mall food court, man, and I wanted to be like Moses and part the food court, you know, like the Egyptian fucking army is coming down the mall. I wanted to raise my staff and have the power to go be back with you all, back to Egypt. Go back to Egypt. I want to split the Red Sea, and I wanted to carve a path free and clear where I could walk unencumbered without being having to bump into the Honduras guy with the beanbag wife and the guy with the big trash thing. He runs in circles like he's on meth. And I wanted to kind of just part a line, man, where I could walk. You can't walk in some of these places. We're overloaded with people in America, and they look strange.
Oh, man.
I brought back flashbacks from the mall. That was one of my things I had jotted down. I said flashbacks from the mall food court would be funny to talk about.
You know, dude, I worked mall security before. Oh, good God.
So you know.
It's the herds of buffarillos were roaming free.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were. Look.
God.
I just, you know, for you guys out there, I said there's plenty of decent women out there. You just got to take your time and be choosy. It's okay to, if you're hooked, hey, look, if you're at the bar at 2 a.m. finishing a bottle of my favorite uncle, Jimmy Beam, you can be forgiven, but don't go back.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, any woman that's in the bar after 2 a.m. is fair game, and it ain't going to be pretty in the morning. Just be upfront about it.
Right.
This ain't going to happen. So,
right.
You other bachelors out there, you know, the barbarian and I, we like to help out. We want to help
yes.
the men out there. Because that's what we do. We are a men's support group. We need to, because
yes.
right now society is blaming us for everything. Especially if you're a white male, you're being blamed for everything. And that's why they say, well, you're a loser. What? You voted Republican? Well, you're just evil. Well, that's fine. I don't need to be with the brainless wonder. You need to be with a woman who is your intellectual equal. And if she's any part of a lefty, you'll never get that. And you'll be bored. And you'll do something stupid. And you'll have to end up going to prison for it. They're not worth it.
Right.
They aren't. They are not.
So
my friends.
True. Yeah.
I will say this. That some of the best times I had when I was in the Army, because the chicks you date in the Army, They're real.
Mm-hmm.
What you see is what you
oh,
get.
Yeah.
And I'll
I
tell
like
you,
that.
They were so much fun just to hang out with. You didn't have to do anything. So just hang out with them. They will tell you everything that goes on in the women's barracks. They will tell you what to do and what not to do if you want to hook up with a girl. They'll tell you everything, and they're great. I enjoyed my time with them. But that's where I learned a lot about the women, is listening to the female soldiers, the female service. I mean, because they'll tell you. They're going to be up front with you. They're not going to pull any punches because that's not who they are.
Love that.
Hey,
that's
we're
awesome.
We're just asking for straight honesty, even if it's brutal.
Right.
I could deal with it. I could deal with the brutal honesty. You know, if you want to be my intellectual equal, by all means, please do. I would love that. But as soon as they start saying, well, you're a loser and you don't have this, you don't have that, really? Because it seems to me I'm the one that's, you know, I'm the one that's picking up the tab here. So who's the freeloader
exactly.
and who's the loser?
Let's redefine loser.
Oh, there's
redefine
so
that.
Many pictures. You know, it's all situational ethics. What's the situation? We can define who the loser is. Now, men, listen closely to me. My words of wisdom I'm giving out for free here is this. Any intimate relationship that you enter into, it is a business relationship. That's all it is. It's a business relationship, only it's on more intimate levels. That's it. Remember that, and you will do fine. There you go.
I like that, man.
Brother,
sums it up nice.
Words of wisdom. It is. Think about it. I mean,
it is.
It's okay to sit there and say, well, what's your credit score? If she goes 468, you better run away. Here, throw the money on the table, walk away.
Right.
I like men with big piggy banks. No, you're a fat slob who eats at the trough, and you just want somebody to pay for the rest of your life. That's not going to happen. Next.
That's right. You're looking for a meal ticket, baby, and you're looking to suck the man dry, and you're going to go to the next guy and suck him dry,
right.
literally and figuratively
right.
and economically.
Right.
And you're good at that,
right.
and you got skills. I get that. But, geez, Louise, you know.
But there are guys out there who are so desperate. They'll do it.
They'll do it.
They'll do it.
They'll do it. I know.
And the girls know it. They
know
guys,
it, and they get too much. It used to be that those hildebeest, I call them.
Yes.
You know, it's like you're on the African safari. They were the girls, to be blunt, for some of you ladies who are listening. We're not talking about you. It's just us here and the fraternity, right? And to the cool women, you know, just be honest. Those hildebeests were, when I was in college, were called blowjob queens. In other words, if
right.
you wanted to have a little action, a little fun, after about, half a keg of beers in your system on the college campus, and you weren't going to date her, and it was 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, they were called,
right.
you know, big tit blowjob queens. Go have some fun with them in the room. And then get up and go home and walk back to your dorm alone. You leave her
right.
on the frat. She's passed around like candy. And the next day she ends up in the, she's locked out of every guy's room. She's probably crashed on the sofa. But that's her life. And she likes that life. And a lot of those girls
and
do
that,
like that lifestyle.
And that's
okay. I always say there's a time and a place for everybody. And
right.
but now my point is that those girls are pursued with this. See, this online thing is new. Back in the day,
God.
You had to talk to a girl and call her. Now with the online, the guys are so desperate because they don't want to leave their house. They will email
right.
these girls 1,000 times a day. What
right.
happens is these women now get a big freaking head. In her mind of mush, she thinks she's a goddess because men are hitting on her. Men are
right.
emailing her, you know, sending dick pics and everything, you know, what guys do. And these women think, oh, I'm so amorous. I'm so awesome. You know, and again, I don't mind a thick chick at all as long as she's in proportion. you know. But some of these women are way galaxies beyond that. And my point is, and they have an ugly face to boot, but the problem is they think they're God's gift to men, and that's why these men are soy boys, and they suck up to these fat hildebeests. And those girls are out of control.
And the soy boys
they're
are 90
pounds.
Pounds.
They never had a – they can't handle her. And my thing is, but these women, when I read their things for the fun of it, they'll say they demand a Brad Pitt-looking guy with six-pack abs.
Oh, yeah.
And the funny thing is, right, because so many guys hit on them, they're now making outrageous demands. And I write about that in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. And it's out there on Amazon and eBay and everywhere else. But I have a whole chapter dedicated to that. That these women now are just so out of control mentally, you know, and they're not even a five, you know.
Oh.
They're not even gracious four, maybe
that,
a 3.5.
Even on a good day. Even on a good day.
Right, right, right.
Oh.
But I see them at the mall, and I see them at these strip malls, and the guy half the time isn't half bad. I mean, he's kind of athletic, but he's doting after her like she's I mean, she isn't even a – just this is a bad example, but she isn't even like the Kardashian girls, you know. Not even of that genre. This is a guy that I'm going, dude, you know, are you guys
this is
blind?
The best you could do, really? Yeah, really, exactly.
Are you blind?
He's a dick slave.
I mean, I almost spit out my drink. I'm sitting at a place. I'm going, this one guy came in with this – and he was doting on her like she was, my God, like the Princess of Wales. And I'm going, dude,
no.
You need to get a new pair of glasses or contacts because I'm serious. He was a, you know, average-looking guy. But even that guy, I'm just going, dude, are you really that desperate, man? I mean, that thing was a serious – I mean, I would be embarrassed. I'd rather be alone. But that's me. I'm old school. I wouldn't even want to bring that in public. I'd be embarrassed to. Literally embarrassed. Because everyone looks at him like he's a freak show.
He's a dick slave. He is
yes.
a dick slave. Because she can't get any better than what she's got. And she knows it. He doesn't. So guess what? Oh, no. No. You're stirring up my PTSD. Stop it. Stop it.
Sorry. We'll change the subject.
Where's my dog? Come here, dog. Where's my service dog?
I need my emotional support dog right now, Von Weehunt. You're scaring the bejesus out of me. Like an old man used to say, hey, kid, I know you can do better out there. Kid, thanks, kid. The gritty guy I love mimicking those old crotchety bastards. Hey, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell is that chick? What are you thinking, kid? You know. Back in my day, we'll call you out on that shit. What are you
and
smoking,
they
kid? They will. They'll point at you, walk up to you, and say, are you blind, kid? Where do you work? I want to get your ass fired now. You're pissing me off, kid. Literally, man.
Oh,
I mean, this show should be on every night. America can learn so much from us.
You have more of your
ads? I'm sorry?
I want to hear more. I want to hear more of these ads that you have. These
oh, God.
I'm
I have
for a man ads.
Share, oh, my God.
Please.
I need
share more. Share more.
I need to sit down someday and just do stuff like that on the microphone and just do voices and stuff. Voiceover. Yeah. I've always had, and I have guests on the show who are pretty good at it too. But I just have some characters, you know, and that's one, the crotchety old man. I call him the crotchety Chicago or New York guy. And he's
the
crotchety bastard vet of World War II.
Right.
His country's going down the drain, kid. What the hell are you thinking? I should shoot your ass myself. Call me bastard.
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
Well, it gets worse as the night progresses, or better on how I look at it. Depends on if it's a full moon and if we're having a few libations in the studio. Getting the show on track here, I have great tangents. Isn't that a good one? Now, a lot of guys can be married, can be single. I don't care. The premise of my book is that my book isn't anti-marriage at all. I always say if you find the right girl, go for it. Guys, man up, step up to the plate, stand in the liver, and get the girl, like in the movies, Hollywood style, okay?
Right.
My premise is, though, that most guys from 18 say that's the official adulthood, when you can carry a rifle and be drafted, to age 60. Most men now in America are bachelors for more years than married. And the statistics back me up. So my point is men may go in and out of bachelorhood, like married for 7 years or 15 years, divorced, remarry, you know, 10-year gap here and whatnot. So that seems to be the national stats. What are your thoughts about that?
I can't argue with it. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also to the point that a lot of men say, you know what, this is not the way I saw myself 30 years ago. Something has gone way, way wrong. And they don't know how to deal with it, so they say, you know what, I'm gone, I'm out, I'm done. And women, women, hey, look, I'm not saying the guys are perfect, believe me. I've been to enough where, you know, and the women are saying, what the hell did I get mixed up with? Well, let's think about this. He's really cute. He dresses like a gangbanger. He doesn't have a driver's license. Like I drive him everywhere. And he's an entrepreneur. Boys and girls, if you hear anyone say, well, I'm an entrepreneur, what they're really saying is that I am perpetually unemployed. I will never have a job. I never have responsibilities. Run away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
I agree
with you 100%. Men. And sometimes, you know, men and women, they'll get married, they'll get divorced, and they won't get remarried for a while. Because I think it takes, and you're absolutely right when you say this. It takes an adult commitment to it, and you have to know what it is you're committing to, and if you are actually fit to do that. It's not easy.
Right.
If it was easy, we wouldn't have any divorce. We have a whole cast of lawyers out there with nothing to do.
Oh, God.
So, yes.
That
would
be terrible.
You are absolutely correct. Oh, I know.
Thank you.
Oh, no, you're right.
Thank
you're
sir.
Absolutely right. I think your statistics are probably right on the money. I agree with it. I do not disagree with it. However, do not be a soy boy. And don't go out with a chick just because you're desperate for it. Believe me. There are sometimes, like you said, the great Van Wien said, I'd rather be alone. Guess what? Sometimes that's the best option available. Use it.
Yeah. Roman warrior style. You don't have to always be with some dumb biatch, though that is fun at times.
Oh.
You don't always have to be with – sometimes, you know what, it just – I've always said I have a chapter on are you on the outside looking in to society? Are you on the inside looking out? And there is a difference because sometimes when you're in, you want to be out. Sometimes you're out, you want to be in. And I've always said that marriage is like a castle. Everyone the armies of medieval times have surrounded the castle. And everyone on the outside is trying to get in to the marriage or the institution of marriage, everyone on the inside is trying to get the hell out of there before they get annihilated. And that, to me, is a lot about life. Castle siege mentality. And so
I
always find these guys or gals who are, you know, they want to be married yesterday. And I go, take your time, man. Enjoy your bachelorhood. Or if you're a bachelorette, take your time. And the ones inside can't wait to get the hell out. Not all the time, but, you know, a third of the time or half the time. They can't wait to get to leave or have some peace of mind. So it's that weird dichotomy I've always noticed as a young kid is why do people do this when they feel this way? Or it all boils down to honesty to me. They're not honest with themselves or their family or their loved ones or their whatever. And that is a big part of it, you know. Overlord,
right, question,
what are your final thoughts to the Bachelor Bucks of America, and what would you tell them in this segment?
My friends, listen to
yours.
Me closely. Listen to me closely. If a woman comes up and she either wants you to sign a prenup, don't do it. Do not sign a prenup under any conditions, period. Don't do it. Now, if you're trying to protect your assets, bear in mind, she may say, well, if you really love me, we really don't need this. Well, let's see. What are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing anything to the table other than a 468 credit score? No. Well, you're not going to bleed me dry. So do this. Walk away. There's nothing wrong with walking away, boys and girls. It's okay. It's okay. Don't be the soy boy who weighs 90 pounds chasing after the beanbag woman. That's a bad look. On the other hand, if you both are trying to identify as parakeets with your different colored hair, by all means, please stay together, but do not procreate. Don't ever procreate, please. Please don't put the rest of us on. Don't put us on the hook for that. Barbarian.
Thank God.
You got a great show. I am so glad CRN has got the rights to broadcast your episodes. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, Overlord.
And you are
love
doing
it,
a service. You are doing a service to American manhood.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up, by
Thank
all
you.
Means. Because we need that.
Thank you, sir.
We need to know. We need to know we're not the doofuses that Disney would make us out to be. We're not the criminals. We're not the losers. We're not the evil ones that the mainstream media would have you believe. We're not. And if you buy into
I
it,
agree.
Shame on you. Do not buy into it. And anybody that wants you to buy into it, you walk away. Because there's somebody else. There are more women in this country, more women in this world than there are men. So the odds, boys, are in your favor. Am I right there?
Damn straight. You are right, Overlord. We thank you so much for being on the show, man. Stay around if you want. If you got to see the missus or get a cocktail, I understand. We're all going to get adult beverages. You get a drink. You get a drink, and you get a drink in the bar and the studio. Everybody gets drinks, and then we'll be back here in 2 and 2, like Chuck Willery used to say, 2 and 2. Used to love that.
All right, then.
Overlord, we love you, man. I want you to broadcast the Von Wingant Show to South Korea, the Arctic Circle, and galaxies we've never
yes.
heard about, man. Loud and
oh,
clear,
yes.
all over the galaxy. Love it.
Let,
Thank you, sir.
Let
Have
American
a wonderful night.
Manhood be spread around the planet.
Yes.
To the rest.
Machismo, Italiano style. Thank
I'll
God for
it.
That. I will
I'll
too,
it.
Man.
If you don't like it, get the hell out.
That's
All
right,
right. My friend,
the
my
Overlord,
brother.
Folks. God.
Thank you, my brother.
I'm sorry.
We'll talk at you later.
Thank you, my brother. You got it.
All right. We'll talk.
Thank you, Overlord.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. We will always talk more to the Overlord. Well, like we said, don't be a loser, guys. Don't you dare be a loser. I don't care what that bitch says.
He's a loser.
Yes. Don't be a loser. We'll be back in a little bit here with the Irish Pirate and the Gladiator. We'll get everyone on the air. We had a few calls drop off, but first, here's a little 1960s called Nico Psychedelic. Know we have a chat room going on. Go to blogtalkradio.com and you can type in your comments there. Now on Thursday night's show, this chat room is getting jam packed. So just follow the disclaimer and go right in there, have some fun. If you want to call the show tonight, if you're new to the show, new callers always get in first in line. That's 563-999-3437. You can always reach the illustrious host at vonwehuntshow@gmail.com. Many of you have taken advantage of that, and you can chat with me during the day or at night, wee hours of the morning where I have my erratic sleep schedule, and we can chat and talk about the things that matter to you, because I know what matters to you matters to me in America. But with that, let's get to the Irish Pirate. Irish is talking to us from the land of green, I think, tonight, eh? Irish, how are you doing, man?
Land of green?
The land of green, which is Ireland, man. That's Ireland, the land of green. Everything is green over there, I think.
Yeah, we
that's what I've heard anyway.
That's where that nickname came from. But my actual nickname, the Irish Pirate, came from.
That's for a different show.
Yeah,
right.
They tried to mess with me when I was young, and I'm an adopted kid. And they said, "Oh, you're, you know, because of your last name and because of your looks, you must be Irish." And so, as usual, the experts are always wrong. And so that's why I kept that as a nickname, because I want it to be what people would believe it to be rather than what it is. I mean, it's just
right.
The way I like to play it. And anytime somebody wants to give me credit for being really, really crazy, I'm like, yeah, I did all that. You just got to figure out how to do it. I took all that money.
Guilty as charged. That's right.
Yeah, you just got to figure it out. I'm a mastermind, so. Yeah.
What are your thoughts tonight, man?
Well, based on what you're talking, you know, the monologues and whatnot, I think it's interesting that people have no idea that when they're paying attention to what everybody else wants you to look like, and what everybody else wants you to talk like, and everything else, that means effectively you're enslaved to somebody else's opinion. And I can't imagine why anybody would want to talk to somebody like that, let alone date them. I mean, when I ask you a question, I'm expecting an honest answer, or at least, you know, something cute maybe, something funny. But
sure, clever,
I mean,
maybe,
To literally say, for example, I remember when the shots first came out and women are asking me, or have you had a vaccine? Like, first of all, yeah, I've had a vaccine when I was a kid.
And they whisper
no.
Have you had the vaccine? Have you had the vaccination,
vaccine,
man?
You know, I don't even know what they're talking about with the vaccine, but a vaccine? Yeah, have you been vaccinated? Yeah, maybe when I was a kid, or when I was in the military.
Right.
Yeah, sure. But I'm not going to say, I'll just, you know, whatever. You're asking the worst question in the world, because what would you do if someone honestly cared about themselves enough not to take a vaccine or not to put themselves in the position where people are going to ask me silly questions? Gee, I think it's about right.
God forbid.
Me to leave. So
can't have that, can we?
Really,
right.
Well, it's really tough for a high IQ guy, especially someone who spends a lot of time not being watching the boob tube that everybody else is watching, actually has a degree in making movies, and so he thinks everybody else's movies are stupid and trite. What do you think? I mean, they're expecting that you know all the same characters. It's even weirder when I'm in front of children. The children expect me to know their cartoon characters when I do my character voices. And it's like, you do realize, you know, I mean, they'll even say, look, your first name is a nickname anyway, which I'm not giving out over the air just yet, but they can tell right away. Mm-hmm. And it was used because I used a stage name when I was on radio for 10 years. And during that time is when I got really popular for teaching chess professionally. So I just went along with both. And they figured it out. Really, I mean, your name really is Slick. So therefore, you couldn't have been born with that. And so I would tell them something like, my real first name, I hate it because I was named after a president I don't like. And they'll say, like, what, Barack? I'm like, oh, I was born 4 years ago or whatever. I mean, it's really hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. Then they start thinking, like, They can't even imagine, for example, a president they would know but I wouldn't like.
They're going, were you called Barack Hussein Obama?
Boy, how fast can I get myself adopted out of that situation?
That's the question I would have asked you. Were you named after Barack Obama?
It's really hard, and we've been discussing this of late, because there's so many phony things that go on. I have to explain to people now, the most common thing I have to tell them is what I'm doing with my life or what I expect others to. You're going to have to sit down and think of how you want to represent yourself to the rest of the world. The rest of the world is so nuts now that you actually have to think about, maybe there's some things I don't want to tell them. Maybe I don't want to tell them that I didn't go broke and Biden's not sending me checks. Maybe I don't want to tell them if I'm actually have, even though in Arizona you don't need to tell anybody, but what if you actually do have, say, a concealed carry license? Why would you want one when you don't need one in Arizona? The answer is, yes, you do. You want to present that to a cop. Yes, you do. But you don't want to show it public, I don't think. I mean, there's too many people that don't know why you would do that. I've even been questioned for example, I was out shopping and I found a piece that had a night sight on it. And somebody go like, why do you need a night sight on a gun? Are you going to go out and use it at night? Like, oh, no, everybody that wants to rob my house.
No,
like,
during the day.
They call up first and
always
ask
during
if
the
it's
day.
Okay. So, yeah, I have to deal with a lot of really stupid people, unfortunately. Because, and the other thing that's like that, a long time ago I chose, and we've discussed this a lot, it's the ultimate revenge, according to your book. I chose to be healthier. I used to weigh over 400 pounds. Mm-hmm. I chose to be healthier. Okay, well, guess what? I'm not. I lost all that weight, and I did it naturally without surgery. And so people don't know that. They come up and look at me, and they think I've always been – I mean, I'm tall, but I'm not – you know, and therefore fairly large because I got to fill up those bones. But they don't realize I used to be big, humongous, right? And I actually carry an old driver's license that has a picture of when I was egad looking because they don't believe it.
Right.
They just don't believe it. So it gets to the point where, yes, I have to choose how to represent myself. I get scared to death when if I'm in that – you were talking about the food court. I'll be honest. the last time I went into a food court was years ago.
Beware of the food court, Irish. Beware. Just kidding.
Yes. I unfortunately can't even figure out where in the food court I'm going to be able to find the food I like. I mean, they're advertising things with pictures, and then you – go up and look at it, and it's not even the same stuff. They're selling it almost like...
I'm not sure it's even food, actually.
Yeah, it's almost like when you were a kid, and they were trying to sell you stuff because of the comic strip characters or the colors on the syrups or something is what made you beg your mom to buy it. And
right.
It's just weird. I none of that interests me anymore. Now, my degree is in radio, TV, and film. I understand branding, and nothing for me is a bigger turnoff than saying, you'll love this because we put lots of sugar in it. You know, and they go crazy and everything.
That's a great voice.
and
by the way, I was going to tell you this. I want you to do some promos like Wolf Studios for this show.
Yeah.
When you get time, I know you're a busy guy. But try to get me some, you know, and I'll send you some links. But we want some promos from the Irish Pirate Studios next for the Vaughn Weehan show.
Like I used to do. I'll do some like
with your voices
for other radio stations. Yes,
I want some.
Yeah, my college radio station, one of the wild ones, could be the swing show. And so I used to get into that mode of thinking, and you know, it was the only show I can think of where I was a second. So, I mean, technically, here I am too, effectively, because I'm supporting you, but I was a true second. And any time I've ever seconded anyone, everything explodes. That's just normal. And so the branding off of that was awesome. It allowed me to do the voices that dealt with the perceptions of swing music, which you know, many people think it's kind of a down and dirty kind of thing. It's kind of a rowdy kind of thing. That's really not true anymore. Yeah, the people that do it nowadays kind of dress up 40s and they have a good time with it, and it's not like it used to be. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But when you do college radio and you have to put out that kind of branding and that type of thing, you're going to do the voices. Me personally, though, I did notice, since you guys have it backwards, one day things are getting a little slow. They asked me, so say something that's going to get everybody all routed up. You know, that's kind of what he was nudging me. You're like, okay, Frank Sinatra is not a swing artist. So I just said that. And everybody freaked out. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, it's Frank's world and we swing in it. But I got news for you. It's like, you know, yeah, Frank owns the joint. It's not because he's a swinger. He came in underneath it. And wow, I mean, the whole place lit up. There was pro, con. And so I learned really quick. It's like just be controversial and let everybody else do the talking. It's a lot easier than trying to put up a front.
Yeah.
And I do that when I debate. I do that when I date. I do that, you know. And even now, my lady of choice is an extrovert. Someone who's just stick her personality right out there. And it's comfortable for me. I am not, by trade, an introvert. But I'm not by trade a dominator either. You know, I'm an analyst. I'm a reactor. So I can go either way. I can take a wallflower or a chief. I'm better off with someone who can actually call their own shot, be honest, personally. If you can call your own shot and you're for real, and of course what's going to happen is due to the nature of I'm a Libra, I catch hypocrites. I cannot stand hypocrites. Which, of course, means everybody on the left is a forget them. Because they're going
right.
Well, a matter of fact, Paul Joseph Watson actually put a thing out there that said, quote unquote, the next thing, because that's what they're basically saying is happening. And when you're following everybody else's politics and social media and everything, you end up doing, quote unquote, the next thing, whatever they come up with. I catch your next
right.
thing being the opposite of your last thing. That's what
yes.
happens. I catch you. And I don't know what to tell you when that happens. I just, like you were saying earlier, that's the time to just walk away, I guess. Or, I mean,
yeah.
can you handle eating the rest of your meal when you find out somebody doesn't have any real belief system, doesn't have any real theosophy running?
Right.
I mean, what? Wow.
Right.
I mean, what do you do when the slate is freaking blank? That's a tough.
You
one.
Have to.
I mean,
fill the void, man. You got to fill the void any way you can.
That's when I end up talking the whole time, I think. That's yeah.
You're right.
I would be
and that's when you're pulling them and dragging them through the conversation. And it's
that.
A lot of work. A lot of energy.
I would be
oh, yeah.
willing to do that.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
The only other time you'll catch me talking a lot is when I want something and I'm trying to get you on the right subject. But that's pretty rare. That, you know, if I'm reasonably capable these days, at least I could even point or something, don't have to dominate conversation anymore like when I was younger. To get there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I call that growing up. But more seriously, yeah, what do you do when you're in a situation where, and we've talked about this before, due to the economic pressures and due to things like, you know, quad shots going out there and people are going to be dying faster than you've ever known. One of the first things they're going to notice is you are a survivor. And I don't just mean a physical one. I mean, we're talking economic one. Your ideas have made it through the decades. You remember what it was like
mm-hmm.
back when it was cool, and suddenly you're still doing those cool things along with anything else you can find in the modern day that's cool. They're just adding it on. There just isn't that much to add on to, but
yeah.
it's there. And so people wonder, it's like, how did you mix all that together? It's like, that's a really cool concept. It's like, I'm just interested in what's cool. It's not that difficult. I've got my own ideas.
Right.
And see, for me, when earlier we ran the smack on I say I'm entrepreneurial because the difference between entrepreneurial and an entrepreneur is entrepreneurs, true entrepreneurs, start a lot of businesses. The average entrepreneur fails 90% of the time, unless your name is Donald Trump. He
mm-hmm.
wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the time. But if you're going to lose 90% of the time, just simply because those are the statistics, you need a little luck, not necessarily with the concept, but with being able to hit the market at a time that it has at least no downturns for a period of time enough for you to get on your feet so that you can handle those downturns and everybody else can't do the job. And that's what gives you the benefit of saying, okay, now I'm doing it. I'm known. I got through it. And that's exactly what's going to be happening after the chaos that's here. And
well, this is the world that we live in, my friend, and getting crazier by the minute and day. Yeah, I can't wait to hear your promos. Now, what are your thoughts about now you have a great relationship now. What would be your advice
yep.
to a young upcoming entrepreneur slash bachelor guy in the town looking to date? What would be your best advice to him?
Hey, that happens a lot when I go out shopping out. I meet guys that are they see that I'm different than other people that come in the room, and they stop me and talk
mm-hmm.
to me. One guy was even he
mm-hmm.
dropped out of high school in 10th grade, and after I got done talking with him, he says, "I feel like I've been living under a rock. You've opened my eyes." I go like, "Well, I hate to tell you this, you drop out, you're listening to me. How many people out there?" Know that if there's a problem in this world and they can't solve it, that somebody else either is or has, what's wrong with actually listening to somebody else tell them? Because you were talking about how you listen to other people for success. Well, in your case, you could put yourself where the moving and the shaking was happening. Well, a lot of these people don't get to do that anymore. The society has literally told them, you're not coming up. So I like to meet the people where they're at and say, you don't have to stay here. There is, you know, you don't have to eat sugar. You don't have to put up with Biden. You don't have to take Biden's checks. You could go out and do something different. You can represent yourself completely differently. And,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be a whole lot happier if you did. And they're
right.
just they stand there and blink, and I say, you don't understand how much I need you in this world. I need people who are listening in this world, because if I just hid out somewhere and waited for all this to go away, you would be dead. And we mentioned that earlier,
yeah.
People who took the jabs. It's like the people that took the jabs and didn't die, that regret it and can live to tell about it, are the best friends we have in this world, to go out there and say, please, nobody take any more shots. Because when I do it, they don't listen to me. Well, you never took a shot, so you'll never know. It's like, don't give me that thinking. We went over that.
And by the way, Irish, the Bachelors in America were one of the most hardcore segments, to stay topical, that did not take the COVID shot. I want to thank you for calling the show, Irish. I got to get to some more calls here, sir. We will talk in two more nights, I guarantee it, on Thursday,
yeah,
our infamous show.
Stay independent. All right. Very
yes.
Well.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, man. Irish Pirate or Tech Wizard, folks. Oh, my God. We got Brett the Surfer called in. A few other people trying to get in, and they're calling back. And, folks, I told you, my only regret in life is I don't have more time to give all of you and all of us to have a good time and a longer conversation. But until then, read my book.
Welcome to the world of the modern-day bachelor with Vaughn's legendary book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy and the Retro and Modern-Day Bachelor Guide for the New Renaissance Man of the New Millennium and Beyond. This awesome book is an international underground cult classic and bestseller. This book is really cool and you'll love it. It is really a mind-blowing journey into bachelor hipdom. Everything you can imagine about the bachelor lifestyle of retro yesteryear and today, you can find in this ultimate bachelor manifesto, from the history of the bachelor to how to throw a great Playboy Mansion-style bachelor party, career, finance, movies, politics, humor, travel, expat lifestyle, the MGTOW movement, sexy chicks, of course, and a lot of other very cool and interesting micro chapters are all contained in this easy-to-read, must-have book. I'm proud to offer it to you here in all of its grand glory, so read on as Caesar commands it. You can find this awesome book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and other fine online venues and fine brick-and-mortar stores. Onwards to the Empire. And may God save the Bachelor King.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated cheese. Take it off. Take it all off. Nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
How close do you shave? The more you need Noxzema. Noxzema medicated comfort shave.
All real men get a great shave. And with that, let's get to Brett the Surfer out there, surfing off the coast of Arizona, I think. How are you doing, man? Happy July 4th in one day. Happy birthday to America.
How are you doing, Vaughn?
I'm doing great, Brett. Thanks for calling the show,
great,
man. And I think you've got a birthday coming up too, right?
Yeah, it's the 23rd of July on the cusp, man.
Happy birthday. Happy, we will say it to you now. Happy birthday,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah. Well, thank
cool.
you, man. It's gonna be exciting. But yeah, man, everything's good, and just trying to get through this heat, and I'm looking forward to the primaries here in Arizona. I don't know if I'm looking forward to that right now and enjoying life, man. Trying to stay cool.
Good. Well, yeah, we'll talk about the politics on Thursday, but on the fun show tonight, Funny observations you've had in your travels? Any good juicy stories from your bachelor past, or anything you noticed in pop culture that you would like to talk about?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess my story is, you know, I was single for 40 years, got married at 40, but that was, I was, you know, I've been married quite a while. I really don't want to divulge my age, but yeah, man, I'm still a fairly young man. So, but I don't know.
Damn right.
Depends. It's all subjective, right? But, you know, I think there's a, right now it's a time that so a lot of people that are single, I think they just are getting prepared, you know, for in these economic times that we're in. And maybe they're looking for a partner. Maybe they're looking for someone that they can work together with that is like-minded. I guess that would be my advice. You know, prepare yourself, but also look around and surround yourself with people that are getting prepared, you know, for what's ahead of us, you know. You know, and if you're – you know, if you're single, it's always nice to have someone that thinks just like you, you know, or is on the same wavelength. You know,
I agree.
Kind of my advice, but yeah, I think you know, if you want to remain single, and a lot of people do, I think in our society right now, they're probably maybe it's 50% are single, enjoying the single life. I myself, you know, I'm not, but. I love my choice, you know, and my lifestyle, but
yeah.
But a lot of people I think that have that they do their own thing, you know, and you know, and I think they're celebrating their independence like we all should, especially this last night being Independence Day, and I want to thank all the soldiers that gave their lives, you know, for our freedoms here. But you know, if you're single, live your life, man, and grasp each day and make the most of it, you know. And if you like a good cigar, you know, my advice, have a cigar every couple months. I mean,
damn straight,
like,
man.
Yeah,
like how you think.
You know?
Hell yeah. You got to, people, this is, I'm glad you brought that up, Brett. Those are words of wisdom, and they really are, because I was thinking about that yesterday on the 4th. And this is, you know, semi-serious for our audience, but it's still kind of fun. We had the nation's birthday is July 4th, right? Like any big birthday party, we have celebrations and fireworks and good food, good friends, libations, great, great music, right? Parades around the country.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one got shot up. We'll talk about that on Thursday. But my point is, with all the gloom and doom out of there, you got to build yourselves up, guys, and you know, the thing is, though, freedom and liberty, right? And the thing is that's what the Bachelor show is about. It's about freedom and liberty. It's not always about being single. A lot of guys have got that misnomer. You can be, you know, it's freedom and liberty in the pursuit of happiness. If you find a great girl out there, pursue her for your happiness is also good. It can be a great girlfriend, or it could turn into a wife, whatever the case is. You could have a couple of great kids out of it. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. In other words, we have a lot of variety in our country. People find their Shangri-La somewhere, right? I always say everyone finds their Shangri-La somewhere. To some guys, that might be a Texas ranch is their Shangri-La. In other words, they think the sun sets on, you know, rises and sets on their ranch every day. It might be your penthouse in Manhattan. It might be your house in the Midwest, your cornfield. It might be your great beach pad in California. You might be in the Pacific Northwest around the Redwoods, right? Maybe it's your desert oasis, like in Phoenix, Scottsdale area, where we live, where the show emanates from. So your Shangri-La, or it could be Rocky Point, where the surfer Brett goes down to Mexico, which is mucho, mucho importante, Señor Brett. So,
yeah.
In other words, your Shangri-La is wherever you want it to be, man. And to some people, that's why everybody's different. And everybody has their own idea of what Shangri-La is. Some people like humidity. Some people don't. Some people like mountains. Some people like it flat. Flatland, some people like coast, some people don't. In other words, it's all groovy, it's okay. You got to be yourself. I say you seek out, find what works for you as a bachelor in America. Find out what women you're attracted to. Get to know yourself. Find out what women you like, what women you don't like. And you got to think about that, you know, and try to figure yourself out. When you figure yourself out, you unlock the secrets to the universe, man. What are your thoughts?
That's so true. I totally believe that. And, you know, that's what you need. You need to be strong-willed and strong-minded and have a positive attitude, you know, and that's kind of, you know, that's really the secret to success and happiness in life, you know. So, I think it's great. That's an awesome way to live your life, you know, and that's the way surfers live, you know.
It is. It really is. And you and I are developing the surfer philosophy, man, over time. You know, I am writing a book. One of my little side things is called The Surfer Philosophy, and it encompasses everything. And I started writing that book several years ago. I've got four or five little book projects that I haven't gotten off the ground yet because I keep adding great material to them. But my thing is, your Shangri-La, if you're on a surfboard, you're looking at that wave like Albrecht is out there surfing. It's wherever you find it. Some guys want to surf off the coast of Hawaii. Some L.A., some off the coast of Oregon, whatever the case is, you know. And the thing is, you just got to figure out what works for you. Everyone's an individual. Everyone's different. Big believer in that. And it's not one size fits all. And I say do whatever makes you happy. As long as it's legal, you don't hurt anybody else, of course. But do what works for you. I think so many people try to follow into what's trendy. They try to say, well, I'm at this age. I've got to get married, or I've got to have a relationship, or I've got to be in, whatever. They have too many things they put on their plate, too many weird – it's other people's fantasies of how they wish maybe their life would have turned out. You don't have to absorb that into your life. Maybe you want to be a painter. Maybe you want to be a rock star. Maybe you want to design widgets, whatever the case is. You figure out what works for you, what pays the bills, what makes you happy. And everyone's got, I always say, everyone's going to make their peace, Brett, you know, at some point with society. Because you got bills to pay. That's your goal. What's your thoughts about that, man?
Yeah, I think you do. You got to, you follow the dream, you know. You've got to have a strong work ethic, you know. And that's where a strong back and a strong mind and, you know, it's life's a lot of work, man, but there are a lot of joys in working hard, you know, that come with it. So that's I guess my surfer bachelor advice tonight.
Awesome, Brett. Thanks for calling the show, man. We'll talk to you on Thursday. I guarantee it, man. I'm going to send you out with some great surf music, brother. Thank you, Brett.
Great. I love it. All right, man.
Yeah. Have a great night, man. Thank you. Show continues in overtime. We'll play a little some cool surf stuff. surf music. Well, we'll go on here a little bit of overtime here on the show. Got a few things that we're going to talk about every Thursday night. Our next show is in two nights. Stay tuned for that on 8 p.m. on Thursday. And that's our hard-hitting political show. This is always our fun bachelor show once a month. We let loose a little bit, let some drinks flow more freely on this show, put it that way. But we'll still need your adult beverage of choice on the Thursday show. And some of the things there, we'll dive into some hard-hitting headlines and what happened. That show's more about death and destruction, as I am your Germanic warlord on Thursday nights, believe me. And we'll talk about everything under the sun, because that show is we are a radio variety show. And being a radio variety show, a lot of people say, hey, Vaughn, I don't understand why you post that, or, why you're playing it. It's because everything's on the table, baby. Now, if you're a single-issue voter or too single-minded, you're not going to catch it. You're not going to like it. A lot of guys call the show, and they go, they want me to talk about one issue or one or two of their pet issues. And I go, look, I'm a radio variety show. I'm larger than your one or two issues. And I'll go into this more on Thursday, but I'll tell them, if you want to talk about stuff like that, get your own show going. You know about one thing for 24 hours a day, and no one's going to listen to you, and no one's going to care. But you do what you want to do, man. Okay? to me, I got to mix it up, man. I got to mix it up. It's for my own mental sanity, right? Well, I want to tell you about the Elvis movie. By the way, it's I mentioned that during my monologue here on this show. It's a great movie. Now, I know we have a lot of people who go, oh, I can't believe you saw a Hollywood movie. Look, Hollywood's been around for 130, 40 years now. They're going to be around for another 100 years. They do produce some good movies. I'm not saying that that movie was perfectly historically accurate, but if you want to look, if you want a good show showing you pre-COVID America, what I liked about the Elvis movie is the cars, the women, the music, the scene, man. I mean, America in the 50s, 60s, 70s, the pork chop sideburns, the cool shades, the cars alone, the Vegas scenes, Elvis's 68 comeback special, baby. I mean, some great stuff. In fact, there aren't many movies that I want to see again. That is one I would like to see again, just to see all of what it looked like. So if you're a young buck out there listening to the Bachelor Show and you love the Vaughn Wehan Show, I highly encourage you, watch the movie Elvis. It's in the theaters now, because you'll get a glimpse of what America really looked like, in the 50s, 60s, 70s. And a lot of you guys don't know this, but in my Did You Know series, Elvis died in 1977 when Jimmy Carter was president. And he was 42, died at a young age. But he packed 100 years in 42, baby. I believe he was 42, around there. And that's the premise of this show. You want to pack a lot of life in a limited number of years that we're on this spinning planet. All right? So that's your mission if you choose to accept it. So watch that movie, Elvis. I think you'll get a big kick out of it, as I did. We had talked about a lot of themes tonight. We talked about a lot of things. The dating environment. If your girlfriend or wife is giving you a honey-do list every weekend, guys, you're going to put up with that or just get a new wife. Just kidding. But if you remember in the movie Scarface, talking about Hollywood movies, remember that one starring Al Pacino? Well, if you're a young buck, maybe you haven't heard of it. It's a great mafia movie. It's called Scarface. But I love it when Al Pacino looks up in the sky and he sees that big Goodyear blimp broadcasting the slogan, "The world is yours." And it is, my friends. The world is yours. The world is yours for the taking. Find your Shangri-La, baby, wherever you find it. That's what I do. Everyone needs to find their Shangri-La. Make your own manifest destiny. Like the founding of America. We just had a big July 4th birthday. They had manifest destiny to build this country. You need manifest destiny in your own life. What are my goals and plans? What's my destiny? Where is my destiny? I also say, how is your love life, America? Are you getting any? Are you getting some fun? Hope so. Because it's all out there for the taking, men. And you know what I mean. for the taking literally, like picking an apple off the tree of life. We are bachelor patriots, but we're also happy warriors. And gents out there, I tell you on every show in different ways, but I'll spell it out for you. Create your own world. This is what makes a man. The only thing that will make you attractive to women is for you to be confident about your own life. Women will smell that a mile away, and they will be attracted to you right off the bat. Never forget that. Well, you've been listening to a Von Wehunt Show production, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, our epic episode 15 tonight. They start date of July 5th, 2022. We thank you all for being here tonight. Our next Bachelor show is in early August, always the first Tuesday of the month, very easy to remember. Elvis once said to let yourself go, America. Be yourself. Dream, build, create, like in the movies. Your own life is a Hollywood movie, whether you know it or not. You're the actor, you're the writer, you're the director, the producer, and the editor of your own Hollywood movie. Always remember that, that we're creating our own movie, we're writing the book every day, and this is it. This is showtime. This is life 101. It's lights, camera, action. This is the only life that we know of, so make it count. Good night, my friends, from the Bachelor's Den of America. We will talk again. I raise my goblet of wine and my shot glass to you all from our radio fraternity. Let yourself go, America. Unleash those dreams, men. I know we can do it. Good night. God bless. From my mountain stronghold in the Arizona mountains. Good night.
Baby, don't fight. All you gotta do, let yourself go. All you need is just a little rehearsal. The first thing that you know, you'll be ready for the grand finale. So come on. Yourself go. Let yourself go now. Yeah, let yourself go.